Well, how do we know the difference between intuition and our thinking brain? What's the difference?
Well, the thinking brain is the analyzer, and it's constantly chattering away at us. It's giving us all kinds of analyzation of things. It creates the stress and attention and an anxiety. We've all gone through this and trying to solve problems on a conscious level. Whereas if you deal with the subconscious, it's like an insight. It's like a knowing that comes through from a whole different level. You don't have to wonder if you're right or hope if you're right or try to analyze it to feel or find out if you're right. You know you're right. There's no question whatsoever about it. And it comes from a whole different level altogether.
And sometimes it sounds kind of crazy because I know sometimes I get these hits, as I call them, that are just like off the wall, but they turn out to be right.
That's correct. A good example of a subconscious use of the brain would be when we take tests, we'll say. Our teachers tell us we should go with our very first impression for an answer and put it down and stick with it and don't change the answer. We've gone to the Burns Testing Institute at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln and had them show us all kinds of data and information on testing. And in fact, what we found was some very interesting things is that when you change an answer on a test, any kind of a question, doesn't make any difference whether it's true, false, or an essay question or a multiple choice or whatever. But when you change an answer on a test from your first impression, what you're doing is you're letting the conscious mind jump in and talk you out of that first impression, analyzing it, if you will, and the chances of you changing it to the wrong answer jump to 90%.
Wow. You know, and I think I did that a lot in college because I would look at these true, false, or multiple choices and, you know, get the first hit, as it were. But then I'd start looking at these other questions. It's like, well, that could be true in this particular situation.
Right.
You know, and it's like, just shush.